past. What is taking place? I have deliberately, for the moment, deliberately shut time for function out. Locked it up in there. And my mind then looks not only at itself, at everything.
Well, could I say that everything, say whatever is happening, comes into the mind. Some things are happening inside and some are happening outside, and the mind is looking at it all.
Yes, yes.
It's as simple as that, right?
As simple as that.
I mean, I don't know that the mind is looking at itself yet.
No, no. Well, let's get, that may come later. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's looking at everything itself, and it's what's the...
What's inside and what's outside.
That's outside, right. What's inside and what's outside. Is there time in that look? That's what we are discussing. Is there time in that look? Time as we know it.
But you want to say, is there another kind of time?
Maybe, I don't know.
But what is the character of time as we know it that you're asking about?
Yes. The character of time, the structure of time as functional thought, we know. At least we think we know. And here, we have blocked that. And we are now looking at everything outside and inside without thought. Right? As time and function. I look at you, I look at that flower, I look at myself, look at myself inside. What happens? Is there time? Time I have only known as a movement in existence. Here there is no existence, there is only observation. There's only a looking. It's difficult. An observation without thought.
By the minute I feel that something is moving or flowing, would you say that's thought coming in?
I do. Wait, that's what I want. I want to block that completely.
Because it's only when I ask the question of the nature of this that it begins to flow.
Yeah, of course, of course.
So therefore, I say that in finding the nature of this, I'm conditioned by the past notions of how to find the nature, what it means. Right?
Yes, yes. So, look, it's very interesting what's happening actually.